the fermented tea kombucha is picking up popularity these days. It's made using live cultures, and some health enthusiasts say it can have beneficial effects on our digestion and our overall health. Vanessa Tortolano joins us now. She's an herbalist and co-founder of Nasala Kombucha. Vanessa, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Kombucha 101, let's start there. What is kombucha for the uninitiated?
Kombucha is a health beverage. It's fermented tea. It's got probiotics, B vitamins, C vitamins, helps your body detoxify and boost your immune system. So it's really good for you. It's got all kinds of yummies in it.
So let's describe the taste for listeners who might not have tried it. And I just before the show, I did a little bit of homework, and I had a little bit of kombucha. And I have to say, it might be an acquired taste for some folks.
This is definitely not for everybody right away. Especially, you know, different kombuchas taste differently. It's kind of like a craft beer, you know. I can't think of the word right now, but there's different ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So different people's brands taste differently. They have different styles. Our style is a bit different. We try and balance it, but it's definitely got a tart, sweet, and fizzy taste to it. And it has like a bite that kind of hits you at the back of the throat oftentimes. And that's the sort of trigger kombucha tang that
right,
everybody recognizes.
The tang. Well, it's something that you can make at home. I think mm-hmm. you've taught classes on it.
Yep.
And given a little know-how and a little time, what goes into making kombucha?
You basically boil some water, you steep some tea, you add some sugar, and then you put it in with a symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast, and that's what you use to ferment the tea. And that little guy, we call it a SCOBY. There's an acronym. I can't speak today. This is terrible. but you put that in with the tea, and it ferments. You put it in a jar with a cloth cover on it because you do want to allow it to breathe. And so what it does then as it's fermenting is it creates a new SCOBY on the surface, and that sort of acts as a barrier between the world and the underworld of kombucha and the fermentation and what's happening under there. But it also allows it to breathe. So it is a breathing, living organism. It's pretty cool.
Now, kombucha is gaining in popularity these days, but it goes back a long time. I mean, it's got a long history, but why is it getting popular now? Why the interest in it?
Well, I think people are really, really trying to gain control of their health and their bodies and what goes into their bodies. And people are becoming more and more concerned about, you know, how to take care of your body, how to stay healthy. And so it's in that fermented food category. You know, when you add fermented foods into your diet, you're really helping to balance the probiotics and the pH in your body. And it really helps with digestion. And when you have a happy digestive system, you have a happy body, and then you have a happy mind.
Right, we're hearing a lot about that, aren't we? About the different health effects of kombucha. And I know that people are really big on the probiotics these days, the live cultures. What is the science behind that? Do we know about what is in kombucha and what it does to your digestive system?
I mean, there's amino acids, there's lactic acid, there's glucuronic acid. A lot of the very same things that are found in like kefir and yogurt and sauerkraut are all very beneficial for the body because it does help establish a more balanced pH in your body. Because when you're out of balance with your pH, that's when you tend to get sick. That's when you tend to fall in disease. And so, yeah, having fermented foods in your life is very important and very good for your body.
But what at one point do you separate sort of myth from the science? Because there are all sorts of health claims about kombucha and what it can do. It can cure this. It can cure that. And I imagine there's truth to some of that. But some of that seems like it goes a little far afield. Where do you draw that line?
Yeah, I read on Wikipedia that some Russians used to say it could make you live forever.
Right, the tea of immortality.
Right.
It's the tea of immortality. You know, I sit in the spot of you need to try it for yourself and see how it helps your body because everybody's body is differently and only you can really determine what is working for your body. Some people drink it and they're totally fine and it makes them feel great. Like that's how it is with me. I drink it and I feel awesome. Helps bring me back into balance. You know, if I'm feeling under the weather and I notice that I haven't been drinking, I'll drink it and I'll feel better. Other people don't feel good when they drink it. So it just really depends. Some people actually get rashes and, you know, it doesn't react well to their body. So you really just have to kind of check it out yourself and see what works for your body. Also, a lot of people don't realize that you need to drink plenty of water when you're drinking kombucha, because it does help your body detoxify. So your body's going to start throwing toxins off. And if you're not flushing that with water, you are going to end up just retoxifying your body.
Let's talk about the SCOBY that you mentioned earlier. We don't have a picture of one up right now, but if you go online, it's easy to find one. It looks like this giant floating mushroom, which is a little intimidating at first blush. And I've seen them in people's homes when they brew their own kombucha.
Yeah.
Are you freaked out by the mushroom thing?
Oh, God, not at all. I play with those things all the time. We have really big ones, too.
Yeah. And they grow like a giant disc, don't they?
Well, they basically grow to fit the surface of your container. So if you have a square container, it's going to make a square because it's sealing off the surface so that the stuff can happen underneath. So, you know, whatever shape container you have is what shape your SCOBY is going to be in. Now we have 200-gallon vats, and so our SCOBYs are like 4 feet
big
around
giant
now.
SCOBYs.
Yeah.
Is it essentially like a mushroom?
It is not a mushroom.
Okay.
It is absolutely not a mushroom. Mushrooms do not grow in liquid.
Okay. I've been schooled in mushrooms.
It's a common myth. They call it, the kombucha mushroom, but it's not a mushroom. It's more of a... It's bacteria and yeast. So the yeast is, you know, kind of fungi-ish.
Fungi-ish. You coined a new word there.
So at its most basic, it's a pretty simple recipe. But what do you, like homebrewing, I think of that. It's very basic. There's not much to it. But homebrewers get pretty exotic with trying to add things and make it taste different. Does the same thing happen with kombucha?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Different people experiment with juices and fruits and different, you know, I've heard of hops and adding, different herbs and things like that. We do herbal ones and we do fruit ones as well, but we can't sell those because it does end up with a higher alcohol content when you use fresh fruits.
Jean looked interested at that. So I'm like,
right?
Good tip for the future.
Well, let's talk about some of the different things that you do with your lime, because you've got a whole bunch of different flavors. Mm-hmm. How do you go about infusing the kombucha with all these different varieties?
We use straight tea, basically. It's a flavored tea, but we use it. It's from Rishi in Milwaukee, and they just have really awesome, great, high-quality tea. And so the different flavors, like the blueberry is a blueberry rooibos, so there's freeze-dried fruits. So all the flavors come from freeze-dried fruits, and they're not, you know, artificial or, you know, sort of shoved in there in the end or anything like that. They're actually steeped in with the tea, and that's how we get our flavors.
What's the most popular one?
Lemongrass ginger.
Lemongrass ginger.
Absolutely.
So that might be a good one if you're a kombucha newbie and you're a little, you know, iffy like about the flavor, but it is very effervescent.
Yes.
It's kind of fun to drink.
Yes.
And I've heard that your company is kind of going gangbusters. Can you speak to whether or not this is really catching on? The kombucha thing is a trend both in Madison and elsewhere?
I think it's done being a trend. I think it's now part of people's everyday lives. 5 years ago when we started, it was nothing but education. We just, you know, we're basically educating people constantly about what it was, what it did, blah, blah, blah. And now people at least know of the word, you know, like they've heard the word if they don't know what it is in particular.
Right.
But most people know what it is now, which is really cool because now we spend more time selling and less time educating.
Which is good, but it also puts up the challenge. What are you going to do, you know, 5 years from now? Are you going to have to trick it up a little bit to keep selling or to keep your business? Or do you see what you have in place now being able to carry you for a long time?
We did choose our new space specifically so that we could grow over the next 4 years. But definitely after that, we're probably going to have to reevaluate. We may have to look at a bigger space or about maybe think of building. It just really depends. But yeah, we have some very big plans happening, and but I can't reveal what those things are right now.
We are just about out of time, but in our last 30 seconds here, you make cocktails with kombucha, and
yes,
you gave us one which is up on our Facebook page. Real quick, can you tell us what's in it?
No, because I forgot. It's all Jeanette.
It's got PIMS.
It's got PIMS in it. It's all and cucumbers and mint. And it's all due to Jeanette Dainty. I'll just boost her because she's awesome. She's our in-house cocktail events manager, and she's just rocking it and making things really fun for us. And she makes amazing cocktails. And we have a list of cocktails on our website.
And the one out on our Central Time Facebook page is there,
yep,
too. So excellent. Vanessa, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Vanessa Tortolano, an herbalist and co-owner of Nasala Kombucha.
And you can find a recipe for the kombucha cocktail on the Central Time Facebook page.